Blog Talk Radio.
Say,
Sometimes when I'm feeling low,
Thank you, Jesus. I'm a believer. child of weakness, watch and see, find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Oh, Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come on this afternoon, glory be to God, to lift up your name on high. Oh, Father God, to render the praises is due your name. Father God, we come to decree and to declare, Father God, that you are great and you are greatly to be praised. Father God, as we come on this afternoon, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another service. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for salvation. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you for eternal life. Oh, Father God, we come to say thank you that our names are written in the Lamb's book of heaven. Oh, Father God, we come to bless you. Oh, Father God, for the precious blood of Jesus. The crimson blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for the redemption. We thank you for the resurrection. Oh, glory be to the living God. God, we thank you for making ways out of no ways. Father God, we thank you for an open heaven. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for highways. Oh, Father God, and byways. We thank you for provisions. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your health and your wealth upon us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for enabling us to run through a troop and to leap over a wall, teaching our hands to fight and our fingers of war. We bless your name, God. We come to say thank you for making us more than a conqueror. Oh, glory be, hallelujah, to your name, God. Mighty God, wonderful God, hallelujah. We say thank you, God, hallelujah, for your provision. We come to say thank you, God, for angelic assistance. We come to say thank you, Father God, for your security. Father God, keeping us from danger seen and danger unseen. We come to say thank you for lifting us up when we was cast down low. Oh, Father God, for bringing us up out of the miry clay, setting our feet on a rock to stay. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Wonderful is thy name. Wonderful is thy name, O Lord, in all the earth, in all the earth. And we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God, for moving. Father God, in Ukraine right now, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for moving in Russia right now, God. And not only there, but you're moving everywhere, because you are God with all the power that belongs to you. And you're everywhere at the same time. You know everything, and there is nothing too hard for you to do. So, Father God, we come to say thank you for moving down the halls of the hospitals, Father, in the name of Jesus, touching the sick, Father God, and bringing recovery for those who are appointed to die. Oh, Father God, thank you for the medical profession in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to say thank you for moving in the White House, Father God, and all the politicians making rules and laws pertaining to your people. Oh, Father God, we say thank you for moving in the drug house, even right now, Father God, and drying up the taste
of drugs, Father God, and alcohol in the mouths of those who are addicted. Oh, Father God, we say thank you for moving in the whorehouse even right now, and those who have become slaves to sin and slaves to sex. Oh, Father God, and slaves the money. Father God, that the power of your deliverance, oh, Father God, is ever present. And where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Oh, God, we say thank you for moving in the jailhouse right now, Father God. Those that have been captivated for a long time, locked down, shut down from society, oh, Father God, this is where the devil has his strongest hold in the minds of these men and women incarcerated. Some of them are guilty. Some of them are innocent, but they all belong to you. Oh, God, asking you to move from jailhouse to jailhouse. Father God, in the name of Jesus, remembering you, God, to move in the church house in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your services taking place, some on Saturday, some on Sunday, some come early, some come noonday, some come night. But Father God, we're asking you to move by your spirit, Father God, that souls will be saved as they receive the engrafted word, oh, Father God, of your voice, Father God, from the pulpit to the door, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying right now, God, hallelujah, somebody's on the operating table, and the doctors have already nodded to one another that it ain't going to work, and wrap it up. Father God, the pressure and the vitals are going down. The heartbeat is slowing up. But Father God, we're asking you to step in and show up and show off. Give somebody another chance. Give somebody another day. Oh, Father God, to live and to live for you. Oh, Father God, and we say thank you, God. We just want to bless you. We just want to magnify your name. You have people that's traveling today, Father. Some are on the airplanes. Some are on Uber. Some are on trains and buses, traveling in their own cars. Oh, Greyhound. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But regardless of how they're traveling, we're asking, Father God, for traveling road mercy. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Father God, to cancel that accident, cancel the plane crash, in the name of Jesus, that incident, that calamity. Oh, Father God, we're asking you to stop it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, somebody already made up their mind. They was going to pull the trigger today, that they was going to take somebody out. Oh, Father God, intentionally or unintentionally, oh, Father God, somebody already made up their mind. That, Father God, they was going to commit self-murder today. Father God, the bullets are already loaded up in the gun, already loaded up in the rifle. But, Father God, we're asking you to cancel the assignment today. Oh, Father God, give them a change of mind. Oh, Father God, instead of pulling the trigger, help them to pull the word. Oh, Father God, help them to go to the book. Help them to flip through the channels today, Father God, and find a message on blog radio. Help them to flip through the channels today, oh, Father God, and find a message on Facebook. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help them to be walking down the streets, and somebody open the doors of the church, and they just happen to hear a word from the pastor today. Father God, it wasn't but one word, but that one word was all they needed to know that there's hope for tomorrow. Oh, Father God, somebody's in despair. despair. Oh, Father God, somebody's back is against the wall. Somebody right now don't know what to do, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, they're crying out. Father God, some people are so in despair, they can't even cry out. It's too deep down. They can't even find the holler. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But Father God, your word declares that when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, Father God, you're a very present help in the time of trouble. Father God, Father God, Father God. Father God, we pray for the body of Christ. Those, Father God, who have been faithful. Those who are striving to walk the straight and the narrow. But even when we do our best, Father God, there's always a test. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, sometimes the strongest of us get weak. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, but God, we're calling out right now. Father God, because your eyes run to and fro. Father, that you right remember your children. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will not lead us into temptation. But help us to hold on. Help us to hold out. Help us to be encouraged. And help us to encourage somebody else, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to throw in the towel. Help us not to listen to the devil, who happens to be the father of lies. Oh, Father God. And sometimes he will use other people to whisper in our ears. He will use other people to break our focus. He will use other people to shift our intentions. But Father God, we pray today for help. Oh, Father God, where our faith is weak, help us, Father God, at our weak points. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we might remain balanced in you, Father God. Oh, God, sometimes we just need a day off. Sometimes we might need a little vacation. Oh, Father God, whatever we need from the world. But Father God, hallelujah, it's not what we need from you. We never need a break from you. We might need a break from the job. We might need a break from the ministry. We might need a break from the marriage. We might need a break, Father God, from these things. Oh, Father God, but never a break from you. Father God, anything we want to do, we want to break closer. We want to move closer. Father God, we can't afford to be away from you, not for one moment, not one moment. Whatever you do, Father, we pray that you will not withdraw your spirit away from us. Oh, Father God, sometimes we just need to quiet down. Oh, Father God, and quiet down the distractions. Oh, turn the TV off. Turn the cell phone off. Turn everything off. Oh, Father God, and just open up our ears and our spirits and allow you to fill us with your glory. Fill us with your revelations. Oh, Father God, this is our heart's desire. Father God, we want all of you. All of you, Father, and none of us. But we realize that one day, Father God, this life will be over. And Father God, we don't know how soon it's going to be. But we know, Father God, that it's sooner than it has been. And it's going to be over. There'll be no more crying. There'll be no more sweating. There'll be no more laboring. There'll be no more praying. There'll be no more preaching. There'll be no more teaching. There'll be no more giving. There'll be no more receiving. There'll be no more sleeping. There'll be no more eating. There'll be no more getting dressed and getting pretty. None of those things. It'll all be over. Everything we have accumulated on planet Earth will be left behind. Father God, our computers will be still sitting on the table. Our clothes will still be in the closet. Our foods will still be in the cupboard. Our money will still be in the banks. Our wigs will still be on the wig heads. Our coats will still be on the hangers. Our cars will still be in the garage. Father God, we're going to leave it all behind. Oh, Father God, and the only thing we will have to face is our future and our destination with you. Father God, we want to hear you say, well done. We want to hear you say, well done, well done, well done. My good and my faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And you said there'd be no more crying there. There'd be no more weeping there. There'd be no sorrow there. And Father God, we will have an eternity with you. Father God, we can't even imagine what an eternity looks like. We don't have a clue. All we know in our mindset is 24 hours. All we know is weeks and months and years. Father God, we have no point of reference when you talk about eternity. When you talk about, Father God, no time limits or no limitations. And Father God, this is what we are looking forward to, is an eternal state, Father God, a fellowship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the person we call Daddy, because you are our Father. Father God, that makes life worth living. And whatever we got to go through, it makes it worth it. It's worth the struggle. It's worth the tears. It's worth the sorrow. Whatever you, Father God, have designed for us to endure for a season, it's worth it. To know that when we get to the end, we're going to see Jesus. And not only will we see Jesus, we will be with Jesus for eternity. Thank you. We bless you. We praise you. And we glorify you. Father God, we thank you for this service on today. We thank you for each person, Father God, chiming in, listening in on the replay. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Thank you for their families. Father God, you know what our families are going through. We don't even know what our families are going through, Father, because sometimes we don't know what we are going through. Father God, we know we have mixed emotions. Some day we feel it one way, some day we feel it the next way. We don't know what triggers us. So if we can't figure out what's triggering us, we sure can't figure out what's triggering our families. But Father God, we pray for our families. Every member, every child, every grandchild, niece, nephew, godchild, parents, spouse, Father God, siblings, Father, cousins, second cousins, third cousins. Father God, we put everybody on the altar. We put everybody on the altar, Father. And we pray for them today that you will give them a will to be saved and that you will give them a will to know you better, to know you more, to fall in love with you like never before. And we say thank you, God, and we bless you. But we ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus. We commit this service into your hands, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. I'd like to draw your attention this morning to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Thank you, Father. And it reads like thus. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaveth unto the dust, thou me, according to thy word. I have declared thy way, I have declared my ways, and thou heard me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I hid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep thy law. Yea, I will observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I have, because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. Lest, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimony. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I may not be ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when will thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? Proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, for thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Except I beseech thee the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou put away all the wicked of the earth like drought. Therefore, I love thy testimony. My flesh tremble for fear of thee, for I am afraid of thy judgment. I have done judgment and justice. Lead me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. And I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy test, for thy commandments. Look thou unto me and be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they kept not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for my salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep, thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. I have read in your hearing Psalms 119, which is the longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses. I want you to pay attention in my closing, because the word is already spoken for itself. I want you to pay attention to verses number 25, verses number 37, verse 40, verse 88, 93, verse 107, verse 149, verse 154, verse 156, and verse 159. These 10 verses in chapter 119 say the same thing. And it reads like this: quicken me according to thy word. Quicken me according to my word. Beloved, when we break down that word, quicken thou me, what it means is, Lord, show that you love me. Quicken thou me. Lord, have mercy on me. Quicken thou me. Lord, be a champion your cause. Lord, quicken thou me. Lord, plead my cause. Quicken thou me. Lord, protect me. Quicken thou me. Lord, preserve my life. Quicken thou me. Lord, spare my life. Quicken thou me. Lord, restore my life again. Quicken thou me, keep me alive. Quicken thou me, Lord, show me justice. Quicken thou me, Lord, show me deliverance. Quicken thou me, defend and protect me. Quicken thou me, judge and redeem me. Quicken thou me, Lord, refresh me. Quicken thou me. Lord, give me renewed energy. Quicken thou me. Father, let me to experience life with goodness. Quicken thou me. Renew me through your righteousness. Quicken thou me. Walk with me. Quicken thou me. Lord, be good to me. Quicken thou me. Lord, fight for me. Quicken thou me. Revive me in your constant love. Quicken thou me. Psalms 143:11. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. Bring my soul out of trouble. Quicken thou me. Mark 9:24. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me to overcome my unbelief. Father, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Quicken thou me, Father. Deliver me, Father God. When my soul is overwhelmed, Father, quicken thou me. My enemies are piling up on me. Quicken thou me. I see death coming down the road. Father, quicken thou me. Defend me. Fight for me. Protect me. Quicken thou me. Restore unto me, Father God, my joy. Restore unto me my laughter. Restore unto me my peace. Restore unto me, Father, my life. Restore. Quicken thou me according to thy word. St. John 5:21. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. Father, quicken thou me. Father, may I live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Father God, quicken thou me. Keep me alive for my family. Keep me alive for this generation. Keep me alive to work in your kingdom. Father God, quicken thou me according to your word. Show up, show off, Father God, that you love me. Quicken thou me. And Psalm 71:20. Thou which has showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again. Quicken thou me, has quickened me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Quicken thou me. Let's read that again. Psalm 71:20. Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again. Quicken thou me and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Quicken thou me. Beloved, we said all this to say and to encourage you today that God is going to bring you back up. God is going to bring you back up in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we thank you for encouraging us. Father God, through the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalms 119, over 10 times, Father, we want to say thank you that you have promised to bring us up. Some of us have fell down mentally. Some of us fell down spiritually, physically. Father God, we're just in a downward position. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, because, Father God, of our enemies, hallelujah, Mr. Slewfoot, the devil himself, and Father God, because of the people that he used, and Father God, because of the tactics that he uses against our minds, Nevertheless, Father, we thank you for your word of encouragement today. As we plead with you to quicken thou me according to your word. And Father, you conclude in Psalm 71 with your promise that you will bring us back up. And we say thank you for bringing us back up out of the miry clay, out of the funk, out of the depression, out of the challenges, out of the dilemma, bringing us up, hallelujah, on a rock to stay. We thank you, we bless you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. If you are a visitor, amen, calling into our ministry, we want to thank you, amen, for sharing with us on this Sunday afternoon. We want you to know, amen, that we meet 7 days a week. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to be a partner with this ministry or to bless this ministry, amen, with your tithes, donations, or offerings, amen, you can hit the donate button on our website. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, P-A, 19038. Amen. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen and amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Be encouraged today, beloved. Amen. That no matter where you are in your walk in the Lord, amen, hold on to the promises. Amen. In Psalm 71, amen, that God is going to bring you back up. Amen. Hallelujah. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Everybody have a good day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Walk in the blessing. Amen. Because the blessing manifestation is already here. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Amen. For a spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. Knowing that the Lord has quickened us according to his word. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Pastor Alfreda, amen, Philadelphia, amen, signing out. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. The Lord is going to bring you back up. Quicken thou me according to your word. Love you. God bless.
deserve the love and mercy you show me.